and roll for your soul. Music so intense you will find yourself asking,
is this really Christian?
Yes, it is. And now, for the host of My Dad Rock Experience, Pastor Alan Ward.
Hey, welcome once again to the My Dad Rocks Radio Show. Glad to be with you here this afternoon. And I hope that you are ready for some rock and roll for your soul. You know, this is a show that raises you out of the dark world for about an hour and offers you hope. A show that brings you face to face with what God says in His Word through both the music and through the commentary. And I hope you're ready today because I have a fast-paced show for you. I'm going to be honest, go ahead and warn you, I was in a little more heavier mood today when I picked out the music. And so it's going to have a music with a little more edge to it. And I hope you're ready. So buckle up your seatbelts and let's get started with this thing. Now, we're going to start off with three different bands right in a row that are pretty heavy. Baron Cross is going to kind of warm you up. Baron Cross is going to sing State of Control. And it's a song about alcoholism. And then we're going to play Vengeance Rising and then Tourniquet. So let's get started, shall we, with Baron Cross and their song off their third album, State of Control.
Children!
State of Control by Baron Cross. Next, let's listen to Vengeance Rising with Mulligan Stew. Vengeance Rising with Mulligan Stew, a pretty graphic song about the lifestyle of drugs and alcohol and what it looks like in the end. And how can that be fun? I do not know. But that's what people do. Some of you maybe even do that. But that was a song about that. Next, we're going to listen to Tourniquet with Drowning Machine.
We'll be right back.
Tourniquet with Drowning Machine. The book of Job says that men drink in iniquity or sin like water. And God, you know, told Cain back in Genesis 4, he said this to Cain. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin is crouching at the door. Its desire is for you, but you must rule over it. Sin desires to dominate us. And boy, these three songs about drugs and alcohol are good pictures of that. We see it very clearly when it comes to those things. But we need to realize, as Tourniquet was just singing about, that we can't handle ourselves. They said, you know, the water's fast, but it ain't deep. I've waited out before. I can do this in my sleep. You see, that kind of attitude is deadly. And you and I cannot play with sin because sin controls us. It wants to dominate us. And the reason why it does that and is so successful at it is because we have been turned over to the power or enslaved to the power of our lusts and desires. And we crave sin. And we are all addicted to sin. And ever since our first mom and dad sinned in the Garden of Eden, we've all been addicted or enslaved to sin. You know, they sang in that song, sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap a destiny. Do anything, be anyone, but you're not free. You see, that sin approaches you as something innocent and harmless. It's kind of like a kitten. You know, it approaches you that way. But once it's gotten hold of you and gotten inside of your heart and taken hold, it's more like a lion that's devouring you. And some of you are experiencing that right now. You can't control this thing. And you know what? The Bible says in Proverbs 11:27, it's basically our own fault because he said, he who diligently seeks good seeks favor, but he who seeks evil, evil will come to him. Hey, sin will find you out. If you want sin, it'll come to you. And that's not a good thing. Well, let's listen to the Fires of Babylon sing about the generation of destruction.